This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Julian Assange. I had originally intended to open the show with this, but we got distracted talking about 420, which happened yesterday. And then ultimately, Chris, your arrest. Chris is here from thinkpenguin.com. His first arrest ever happened last night, about around, say, 11 o'clock. You were arrested by Manchester police for the dastardly crime of walking across the street with a video camera. And we've got the audio here that I just pulled from the video clip of your arrest. That video is not yet online. You're going to have to bear with me. I got a bunch of video that I've got to edit, but it will be coming to the Free Keen YouTube channel, so be on the lookout for that. It is Ian, Chris, and Daryl in the studio, but we're going to go, before we get to any of this, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want as we go to AJ in Evansville, Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, AJ.
Yeah, I didn't really have a topic to bring up. I was just, I just want to know what your guys' bumper music was, you know, what plays before.
Rebel Inc.
After them.
Rebel Inc. Is what is our show intros. The stuff that takes us out isn't, it's like royalty-free stuff. So Rebel Inc. is what you want to look for if you're looking for that heavy metal sound.
Yeah.
And they're freedom-friendly, the Rebel Inc. guys.
Awesome.
Yeah. Cool. AJ, is that it? That's all you got?
Yeah,
right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, and thanks to the guys over at Rebel Inc. for letting us use their music beds for a long time. We used music that we never really asked any permission to use, and figured if we could find some good music that had that sort of classic metal feel that the show has always had, and we don't have to pay some ridiculous royalty fee for, we should do that. So Rebel Inc. stepped up for that, so thanks for that, guys. Let's go to Sarah. She's in Albuquerque, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, New Mexico this year, we got the number one reward for a National Recycling Award.
So there's an award for that?
There is now.
That's what I was kind of wondering. I mean, there is a National
Recycling Award. What's it made out of? Is there a cash prize that goes with that?
No, it's what it is Carol's Learning Center. It's an elementary school out of Cochiti Pueblo. So I was kind of amazed, too. There's a National Recycling Association that runs around the whole state, I mean, the whole country, and figures out which school recycled the most recyclables, and then they award them.
Isn't that cute? Now, did you know, Sarah, that recycling a lot of stuff is basically complete BS?
Well, I don't know,
You don't know. It's okay to not know. I mean, they've been telling you a lot of things about recycling for a long time, and it turns out that a lot of the stuff that you recycle, there are a couple of exceptions. So, like aluminum cans, those are actually usually worth recycling. But
certain plastics.
But a lot of stuff that's recycled, it actually costs more.
Yes.
It takes more energy to actually take those recycled products and turn them into new products as compared to just making them brand new from scratch.
Right, and a lot of times, because they'll just sort of throw all the recycles in the same sort of container, you've then got to pay somebody to do all of the sorting.
Yeah.
So recycling is largely a make-work program.
And it always has been. So basically, we've been lied to about recycling.
Penn and Teller did a really good episode of BS.
That was, for me, a eye-opener. That's, one of the most eye-opening episodes of Penn and Teller's BS that they put out there, because there's so much misinformation about recycling out there. There's so much mythology, so many lies, and all of it basically designed to, by the government, to, essentially, as you said, Daryl, create this make-work program for the purposes of making jobs that otherwise shouldn't really exist, that don't really bring any benefit to the economy, that don't even bring any benefit to the environment. Because if the idea is that, you know, you're supposed to, that recycling is more efficient or it's saving, you know, it has a savings factor on it, that's just not true.
It'd be interesting to see what would happen in a free market where there was no government involvement as far as recycling. Because I bet as you say, there are some things that are worth recycling, and you could probably make a profit off of it. But then there's other things that, you know, just don't make sense.
I haven't had a recycling bin for a decade.
The kids at this school got all excited. I mean, they grabbed a lot of recyclables.
Sure. Of course the kids would be excited. They've been lied to. They've been told that if they throw a bottle in a bin, that they're going to save the earth.
But here's the thing. I'm just happy that we're number one in at least recycling award instead of, like, number one in hit and run, pedestrian, and bicycle fatality. And we're number one in 3 months in a row with unemployment, like the highest unemployment in the nation. So it's cute to be number one in something.
Something that doesn't matter. Yeah.
This reminds me of the good effort award in school.
You tried.
I know. Everybody gets a trophy.
Not you tried hard, just tried. You tried.
Right. You showed up. Well, you know, it does count. I mean, 80% of success is just showing up, Sarah. So thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate that. And Sarah, to her credit, does show up to talk. And sometimes the stuff she brings up is pretty interesting. And recycling is one of those big myths. It's you know, a big deal. I do agree. The Penn and Teller episode is a must-watch. It's, like, more than a decade old at this point. But so I don't know how much of the information has been updated since then, but it's fantastic.
I'm guessing there's not, you know, a lot that has changed.
Yeah, probably
there's,
not.
Some of the cost figures have probably gone up.
Daryl, I think there is. I mean, as you guys were saying, a lot of the stuff that was hand-sorted, some of the stuff is not being hand-sorted anymore. So they have automated some of it,
leading to more of that unemployment.
Well, sure. So
now, one of the things that was very interesting, they do this sort of psychological experiment
in the episode
to where they, you know, dress up pretending to work with, like, the environmental whoever.
Yeah.
They're like, all right now you've got two bins, one for plastic and glass and one for papers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if we added a third bin?
People were fine with that.
They were fine. All right, how about a fourth bin for paper products that have touched prepared foods?
Mm-hmm.
And then they wound up with, like, nine bins. And the people were like, I'll get the hang of it.
They tried. They really wanted to try.
They really, really, really wanted to try helping out with the sorting of the things.
Because they believe that it's doing something good. They bought into this idea that recycling is so great. And so they're willing to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop because they believe they're doing something to save the environment. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to help the environment. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have clean air and, you know, clean water and lush forests. I mean, who doesn't appreciate that? I think most people do. So you can't fault the people for wanting to be good on this, for wanting to be helpful here. But ultimately, they've been snookered. They've been fooled by these lies from the federal government, unfortunately. And it doesn't show any signs of slowing down anytime soon.
Right.
I mean, people are bought into this hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, unfortunately, the Penn and Teller show has not been seen by everyone. So
correct.
We got a ways to go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I've got the audio from the side and the middle of the street in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, where our very own Chris from thinkpenguin.com was arrested for the first time. And Chris, as you said, as I was cutting this up, you actually haven't even heard this yet.
I have not heard it.
Except when you were in it.
Yes, and this will be interesting for me to see if my recollection matches exactly what happened.
It'll be interesting for me as the only person in the studio that was not present for the thing to where I can give some feedback without having any kind of, you know, real bias.
And we're just going to be playing the audio here, so in the studio, neither of you will be seeing what is going on here. And the only thing that's missing from this 50-second clip are a couple of long cars. You know, there was a couple points where cars did pass by.
Okay.
And so I clipped those out just to shorten it slightly. So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. Plus, Julian Assange apparently there's some news coming out of Washington, D.C., Daryl, and it's not good.
Not good.
About Julian Assange. We'll get you to tell us that coming up here in a few moments as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. You can also Skype in the show at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, We're going to share the audio recorded in the streets of Manchester, New Hampshire, last night out next to a DUI checkpoint that you and I, Chris, had attempted to cross the street and were intercepted by a throng of angry police who were shouting at you and I to get back. I decided to go back.
Yep.
You decided to stand your ground, and you got arrested for it. We'll play the audio coming up here in moments. Also, let's talk nutritional supplements for a moment. Over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin mineral just doesn't cut it. You'll need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying five bottles of product and spending $150 a month. Now, if this is a situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't. The perfect blend of seven supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. You can visit SimplifyMySupplements.com and learn more. And use coupon code FTL to get 30% off your first order, satisfaction guaranteed, or your money back. So they really stand behind their product there, which I always like to see. At SimplifyMySupplements.com. Again, don't forget coupon code FTL to save 30%. If you want to do Bitcoin, you do need to shoot an email over, Daryl. You learned this.
Yeah, and that's embedded in the site.
So they let you know about that?
No, so sending the email
is
embedded. So you're sending a message on their
site.
Through their site. And just make sure you mention that code, FTL, in the message.
And then they'll hook you up with a discount.
And then you get the discount.
And you can pay with Bitcoin.
Yes. And you get free shipping on orders over $60.
So go to SimplifyMySupplements.com and don't forget code FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we continue here, you can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. So here's the audio from the streets about 11 o'clock Eastern time last night. This was maybe no more than 5 minutes after we'd arrived on the scene.
Oh, we were not there long at all.
Yeah. I mean, we were walking around for a little bit on, like, so this is a fairly wide street. There's at least two, if not three lanes on each side of the street. So it's
plus
like,
a turn lane in the middle.
No turn lane, just a median.
Okay.
This is a street that's
a small medium.
Yeah, this is a street that's going across a bridge, so there's no place to turn.
Okay.
So
this is actually on the bridge.
Just at the very beginning of the bridge, yeah.
Okay.
And so we were just kind of talking with one another on the side of the street. We were, you know, shooting some footage, and I said, hey, what do you think about, you know, crossing here? Would they get us for jaywalking? And you said something like, let's find out. And, you know, just, like, stepped out into the street, and so I followed you, and we kind of walked up toward the median. We both got on the median, and I think before we even stepped on to the median, this happened.
Hey, safety is my concern.
Get over on the sidewalk where you belong, now!
Now, that's the guy that arrests you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that is the same police officer for longtime listeners of the show. This is just by my reviewing of the footage and being there and watching it happen. Now, they were all kind of dressed in the raincoats, cops in raincoats, so it wasn't real easy to see what they look like. You know, if they weren't turned directly looking straight at you, you can only really see like raincoat mostly from their side. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure this is Officer Harrington, officer number one. So like the officers have numbers. He is number one in Manchester Police. He's an older guy. And longtime listeners of the show who've seen Derek J's victimless crime spree will remember the scene where the cop pops open Derek J's door, and this is that same cop. Just, you know, for longtime listeners, just so you know who you're dealing with here. So, yelling at you with this ridiculous claim that you belong somewhere else, citizen.
Get over on the sidewalk where you belong,
sir.
Now!
Have you heard of it?
Why are you threatening this man?
Sir, you're about ready to get summons for operating
motor.
What was he saying? You're about ready to get summons for operating a what?
I have no idea.
And then there's somebody screaming in the back. Can you go back and replay that?
He's the one who's yelling actually at me if I got the footage.
You're about ready to get summoned for operating.
I got it. You should probably come over here.
At this point, I have left the median.
He's destroyed. He's touched the camera at that point. Mm-hmm. He's physically interfering with the video recording. And under Glick, they're not supposed to interfere, basically, as long as we're not basically interfering with the investigation. And we can get as close to a foot as long as we're not interfering. So very clear, I think.
Does
from the audio.
Does Glick actually say that?
My understanding is yes, but
I would be surprised by that.
I know that Glick mentions a time, place, and manner restriction. I don't think Glick specifies how far away or how close you could get to someone.
I don't think you can get within someone's personal space, and I would consider a foot to be within someone's... I would consider three feet to be within someone's personal space.
Yeah, my understanding is you can get pretty darn close is what it comes down to.
Well, I would look at...
As long as you're not interfering with the investigation. So you couldn't go in between an officer maybe and somebody, but you could get up very close to them.
In accordance with the New Hampshire Constitution, free speech and liberty of the press are essential to the security of freedom in the state. They ought therefore to be inviolably preserved.
Correct.
So, based on this, as long as you're not, harming someone while being the press, then they should basically leave you alone.
Yeah. Let's continue with the audio.
I could be required to give a name, and I believe a name.
But that's not what he asked you for.
That's not what he asked me for, correct. I was not driving.
In a lot of states, there is an ID requirement where if the cop asks, that you do have to tell the cop what your name and birthday generally are. Now, that's not legal advice, but these are called stop and identify statutes.
Correct. And those have been upheld by the Supreme Court.
But like you said, he didn't ask you for that.
No.
You have an ID. ID about what? Did he say you didn't cross at a crosswalk?
Yeah, and then he says, move over.
I never heard him say anything of that nature.
Well, that's what he said. He said something about
a
crosswalk.
Now, I have a bit of a hearing problem, so it's possible that he could have issued orders that I didn't necessarily hear. Mm. And I repeated that, and they actually made fun of me.
Now, this was later, right?
This was later on.
In
they were making
police station.
Funny, and I'm going to file a complaint. Nothing will probably come of it, but I'm going to file a complaint on this because they were actually making fun of me while I was being processed. So.
Now, that's interesting because I think if you do file a complaint, that should be entered as evidence in your trial as well, because otherwise it's just going to be you saying, well, I have trouble hearing on the stand. But if you actually have filed a complaint saying, hey, I have trouble hearing, and your officers
audio,
made fun of me about that.
And there was audio of it.
Of them making fun of you?
I'm sorry. I'm wondering if there's audio of it.
I don't know. That's a good
question.
I
would like to see if we can get that from the booking process. I would think
I don't know. I don't know if they record audio of that. That's an interesting question.
But it would be,
The toll-free number here is 855-450-4. You can comment on Chris's arrest or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So for those of you that caught the audio there in the last segment of Chris's arrest from last night at the Manchester checkpoint, police DUI checkpoint, which, by the way, they didn't find any actual drunk people at their DUI checkpoints, and they actually didn't make any other arrests at all whatsoever at that particular location, except for you, Chris.
Yep.
The footage is going to be up when I'm done with it, and I haven't even started because I'm still working on the 420 footage. And for those of you who want to get a peek at what 420 was like, from Shire Dude's perspective, he was the organizer. We've had him on as a guest co-host from time to time here on Free Talk Live. That footage is up right now at freekeen.com. It's not on our YouTube. He did a Bambuser live stream of the event yesterday, and he literally streamed for like an hour and a half from his smartphone. He must have had a battery backup or something, because streaming for that long of a time from any smartphone is just going to kill your phone pretty quickly. So he actually managed to go for about 90 minutes of a stream. So he caught all the speakers straight on through, and the 420, the actual smoke up. It's all there on live stream version, and then I'll have my proper kind of HD cam version ready. Hopefully a preview tonight, and then all of the individual speakers, so Daryl and myself and others, including two state representatives who came out and smoked up with us. I don't think we mentioned that earlier when we were talking about it, which was one of the high, it's always the highlight of
right.
of 420 is when you actually have somebody with a state representative name badge out there smoking cannabis.
I've always been amazed at that.
Actually, wasn't Glenn Dickey out there as well? Was it Dickey is his last name?
Aldrich.
That's right. Glenn Aldrich.
State rep.
So he was there. I don't know if he toked up, but he was definitely there taking pictures.
I don't know if he did.
But he's certainly friendly to us as well. So at least three state representatives in attendance, and two out of the three of them were smoking cannabis with us, which is fantastic. And yeah. I got some good footage of Caleb Dyer, the Libertarian state rep, taking a drag off of a joint.
Just being there in of itself as a representative is a statement.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big statement.
And there was one senator who kind of came out onto the steps upwards, like, looking down. He was on the phone or whatever, and I don't know. I thought he should have come down to join us, but maybe next year. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ralph.
You know, I have cited the situation in Cleveland, Ohio, and thanks goodness the subhuman savage wild animal has been has taken himself out from existence.
Oh, you're talking about the psychopath. You're talking about the guy who shot an innocent man on the streets, a 76-year-old man shot to death in the streets by this maniac who ultimately ended up killing himself after the police gave chase to him.
This is really analogous, right? Or, you know, you can do the parallel between the white supremacists and what happened there in New York City. But that being the white supremacists, the loner and drifter who show up in New York City and slay, an elderly black man as well.
I'm not familiar with this story.
Right now.
I'm not familiar with
this
story.
But Fresno, California, and, you know, this animal who called himself Black Jesus, you are aware of what happened there, right?
No.
He randomly, targeted white people.
Wasn't Jesus always black?
That's what it is.
Jesus was Arabic.
He's certainly blacker
Jesus
than white Jesus. If you're Arabic,
Black
right?
Jesus is what he, you see, you always want to divert me. Black Jesus is what he described himself in the media narrative, and, you know, he randomly targeted white people. This still kind of, determine that the media that is whether this is an act of hate or an act of terrorism. But nevertheless, one thing is for certain and sure. You cannot white guilty your way into what this animal has done to innocent people. And by the way, let's go back to the book by Dulisal, Rachel Dulisal. Okay? I'm almost done with that. A few pages now toward that
now, what is her book? What is it? What's it called? What's it about?
Self-identifying herself as a black individual, okay?
I thought Rachel Dolezal came out recently and said there is no such thing as race.
Transracial. That's the term that she came up with. But again, this is a person who cannot leave arguing her way from being white guilty. I mean, that's just my, take or my impression about Rachel Dolezal. A very, very sad and a very, very disturbed kind of individual. But that being said, El Negro Caper, El Negro Caper, and you know who he is, right?
No,
not necessarily taking El Negro.
You're talking about Barack Obama?
Right.
I only know that because you called and said it so many times. Otherwise, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, then enlighten people who doesn't know, who El Negro is.
Why do you care about Barack Obama? He's not even president anymore.
Well, why would he show up in a school in Chicago? College in Chicago to do some kind of public policy forum.
Former president of the United States, and someone invited him. Maybe they're paying him a speaker's fee. I don't know.
Him or invited him, or he imposed himself, or he, you know, he invited himself.
Is it unlikely, Ralph, do you think, and thanks for the call tonight, do you think that it's unlikely that, you know, a Chicago school would invite Barack Obama, who's, like, from there originally, as I understand it, or at least spent a lot of time there?
He lived in Chicago before he was president.
Right. So is it unlikely that a school who likely would be run by liberals would invite Barack Obama to speak at some sort of conference that they had? No, it's not unlikely at all. And the idea that Barack Obama would have to crash a conference like that is pretty silly.
So, yeah.
Anyway, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Rachel Dolezal, who he mentioned, was in the news recently, according to thesun.co.uk, in an interview with the BBC's Newsnight. Dolezal said that ethnicity is not biological, and that there is such a thing as being transracial, and that the idea of race is a lie. So, I don't know. What do you think about that? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Don't buy into this whole concept of there are different races of humans. Mm-hmm. Like, I do recognize that ethnicity is a thing, but, you know, if you're going to say, oh, there's, you know, five different types of humans, or however many, you know, different races people believe there are, then, okay, you're saying that something is a subspecies of human.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that at all.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. So was there anything more to say on the initial arrest, Chris? You were, after the audio that we played a moment ago, where the cops are shouting at you and I to get back across the street, he comes up, grabs your camera, he is demanding you show him ID, which you said that you didn't have any obligation to show him.
Right.
And then proceeds to then take you away, which we didn't play this part of the audio because there's nothing to hear. As soon as you get taken away to the police cruiser, you're too far for my microphone to pick you up.
Yeah, and unfortunately,
and I would have had to have crossed the street and gotten arrested,
unfortunately,
too.
Unfortunately, there is, though. And this all goes back to why you need to be able to get close up. Yeah. And this is what we were trying to do, get close enough up to see and hear what's going on. And it was totally within my right to do so. So any, you know, they were hindering, essentially,
hindering the free press.
Yeah.
Your freedom as just an individual to be where you want to be.
Absolutely.
And take whatever risks you want with your safety.
And there was a lot more interesting background that happened afterward too. I was denied rights, basically. I was told I have no rights when I tried to invoke my right to a lawyer and to remain silent.
Really?
And at no point was I read my Miranda rights.
And they were questioning you.
And they were questioning me, yes.
Because they don't have to read the Miranda rights unless they're questioning you.
I don't think they have to read the Miranda rights anyway.
Really?
Now, why is that?
I'm fairly certain there was a Supreme Court case not too long ago about that, to where they said people should know these already.
Oh, yeah, I think you might be right about that. Well, let's check into it. More coming up, Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing, and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use
use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, want to let you know about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. If you're sick and tired of health insurance mandates, well, it turns out you don't actually have to have health insurance. There is another option. HealthExcellenceSelect.com gives you freedom from health insurance, and they can give you a proactive health assessment daily and no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional integrative chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, or the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, we were talking about Miranda warnings, and Daryl, you and I were digging around here during the break to see if we could find, you had said that you thought that maybe they don't have to read Miranda rights anymore, and I don't know for sure, I couldn't find that case, but you did find that other case. Which
Salinas v. Texas, which basically in very simplistic terms, ruled that if you want to exercise your right to remain silent, you must violate your silence in order to obtain your silence.
It's a crazy decision.
Now, in theory, you could write it down on a piece of paper. I'm not answering questions. I'm invoking my right to remain silent.
Not when you're you got your handcuffs on you behind your back.
Right. Which I was.
I never suggested that you try writing with the non-existent pen on a piece of paper that you don't have while your hands are handcuffed behind your back.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to say how absurd this is.
You can keep a piece of paper on you that says, I'm invoking my right to remain silent, and whenever you have an interaction with a police officer, just pull out that piece of paper.
That's so absurd.
If you don't feel like speaking, that you're going to keep silent.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, it is absurd that you have to, say that you are exercising your right to remain silent. But we actually know somebody that wound up getting arrested for remaining silent. And she was like, I was exercising my right to remain silent. But it was about a year and a half after this ruling.
Yep.
And she never told the police officer she was exercising her rights. And wound up getting arrested for, like, obstruction of an investigation and interference with something and several other things. Plus possession of an open container of alcohol that somebody in the car was like, that was mine. And they're like, it doesn't matter. She was driving, so therefore hers.
According to TheAtlantic.com, quote, petitioner's Fifth Amendment claim fails because he did not expressly invoke the privilege against self-incrimination in response to the officer's question, according to the opinion from Justice Samuel Alito in what was a 5-4 ruling in the Salinas versus Texas case. Justice Kennedy and Roberts and Thomas and Scalia had the concurring opinion. The Salinas case revolves around Genovevo Salinas, a man who was convicted of a 1992 murder of two brothers. Salinas was brought in for police questioning in January of 93, and according to the dissenting opinion of Justice Breyer, he was called in to, quote, take photographs and to clear him as a suspect, unquote, and Salinas was questioned without being read his Miranda rights.
Because he was not detained against his will. He voluntarily showed up.
Because he was free to leave at the time, according to the case, they did not give him Miranda warnings. The police then asked Salinas questions, and Salinas answered until the police asked him whether the shotgun from his home would, quote, match the shells recovered at the scene of the murder. And at that point, Salinas fell silent. The silence was then used against him in court, and he was eventually convicted. But the bigger question in revisiting this 20-year-old case was whether or not prosecutors were allowed to point to that silence and win a case using Salinas' own silence against him. And you know what's a much more recent wrinkle to the potential proceeding effect of today's ruling? And then they go on to talk about Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who sat through 16 hours of questionings before he was read his Miranda rights. Had Tsarnaev, who was recovering from serious injuries at the time, remained silent during questioning without explicitly invoking his Fifth Amendment, the prosecutors could use that silence to their advantage. It seems ridiculously terrifying, they write, that this idea that in order to claim your Fifth Amendment, you now need to know how to call on the on-the-fly legal equivalent of safeties. Your right to remain silent just got more complicated, and it will require potential criminals to be more informed about their protections and the linguistic details on how to invoke them. But does it really mean that the suspect must use the exact words Fifth Amendment? How can an individual who is not a lawyer know that these particular words are legally magic, wrote one of the dissenting judges.
Wait, that's interesting. So you have to say a specific thing and, like,
it's not clear.
Wow.
I'm fairly
that would
certain.
Be interesting.
If you tell the police officer, I'm not answering questions,
that might cover it.
That
what about
should cover
if you
it,
say
but they
I
might,
invoke my right to remain silent?
That should cover
that
it.
That should cover it as well.
That's not legal advice.
And now, you would have to, if he keeps asking you questions, either keep repeating that phrase or don't say anything else.
Correct.
That's interesting because you know, they're presumably issuing you orders, right? So when they're ordering you to do something, you don't know, and if you've already told them that you're invoking your right, anything thereafter should be thrown out.
Unless you answer their question.
But
no,
you're being detained.
You
don't
tell
have
them,
a choice.
No, if you tell them that you're invoking your right to remain silent, they can say whatever they want to.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to you to continue invoking your right to remain silent. If you break your silence, then, well, you didn't invoke your right to remain silent. Now, did you?
Well, no.
And they will try to go to you. They will try to go.
But the problem is they're threatening you in the process.
Well, yeah.
So
they got a gun.
Right. You're being detained under. Now, if it was a case where you were free to go, that's one thing. But that's not necessarily the case when you have, you know, something around you and you're being detained and threatened.
Yeah, and it never hurts to ask for your status. Like, am I being detained? Or am I free to go?
Yeah, unfortunately, in my case, it was very clear.
Right, he'd actually physically grabbed you relatively quickly during your arrest.
Did he say that I was under arrest? I didn't hear that
at any point.
Okay.
He said that if you continue to stay there, you will be given a summons. And it almost sounded like he was saying that you'd be summoned for... Let me see if I can pull it back up here.
It did sound like you said operating
motor vehicle.
But then...
Here, let's play it back again. Let's play it again. It's less than a minute long.
Hey, safety is my concern.
Get over on the sidewalk where you belong, sir. Now.
Have you heard of the glitch decision?
Sir.
Back over.
Have you heard over on the sidewalk right now?
Why are you threatening this man?
Sir, you're about ready to get summons for operating motor
vehicle.
You're about ready to get summons for operating a motor vehicle. It almost sounds like
I couldn't understand anything he said after operating because somebody yelled in the background.
It's Chris who's yelling at me, asking if I got the foot.
Summons for operating motor
vehicle.
Summons for operating motor
vehicle.
Yeah, it's hard to really say what he says. Sounds like motor or something.
The whole thing was so outrageous.
Like over something. You're operating over... Yeah. Something.
The whole thing was so outrageous. They were clearly, I'm just mind boggled. No other police officer in all the in the year and a half that I've been going out and actively videoing police, I have never been threatened to that level for anything or threatened with arrest. Usually they will just, they'll ignore you and recognize that they know less about the law than you and go on. But, that was just mind-boggling.
Let's talk to Douglas. He's in Manchester, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Douglas.
Hey, guys. So that for the Fifth Amendment, I would say all you have to do is say I'm not answering any questions without a lawyer present. And that'll pretty much settle it.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I invoke my right to a lawyer, and I invoke my right to remain silent. So,
yep. Douglas, cool. Is that all you wanted to say?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah, were you around last night for the DUI checkpoint in Manchester?
Was I around?
Yeah.
Well, I was in the city, but I didn't see it. I haven't seen any, and if I ever came across one, I would just... ask them what they're doing. I mean, I wouldn't put up with any of that. Were they asking, have you been drinking tonight? I would say none of your business.
Good. Yeah. I don't know what they asked at this checkpoint. I didn't go through it, but I did watch them for a while, and they apparently failed completely at detecting any DUIs last night. And according to the activists who were up the street, they were at the other end of the bridge at the stoplight up there with signage letting people know that there was a checkpoint at the other end of the bridge. Mm-hmm. Don't turn on the bridge. Go a different direction. And they said they successfully interceded 90% of the vehicles. 90% of the cars who were going to turn changed their minds and went a different direction. Hey, thanks, Douglas, for the call. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free. You can join us here. Plus, Julian Assange on the way. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.